It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. The Federal Communications Commission has a $388 million proposed budget, up $13 million from this year's and up nearly $30 million from 2 years ago. The new budget is the largest ever, and Wheeler explained why May 12th at a Senate Financial Services and General Government Subcommittee hearing about the FCC's budget. Wheeler is being criticized for spending too much and also not enough, as the proposal would close a number of FCC field offices and reduce by half the number of enforcement agents. The Society of Broadcast Engineers sent Wheeler a letter May 12th saying, quote, "It is SBE's view that the draconian cuts proposed now will have a substantially adverse effect on compliance in virtually all radio services." Here is Wheeler speaking at the budget hearing.
Our current reality is that we are paying too much in rent, that we have inefficient field operations, that we're missing the ability to use technology to reduce costs, and that we're burdening fee payers for benefits they don't receive while at the same point in time risking the Universal Service Fund. Our response is a budget with the lowest FTEs in 20 years. The first requested FTE reduction in 10 years. The first review of field operations in 20 years. And a reduction in contractors. Now, I've heard this described as the, quote, biggest ever FCC budget. It's not quite that way. The fee-generated budget is lower than last year's budget before the extraordinary items of our move and a few unfunded mandates.
This is Tom Rove reporting for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.